Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to a very, very, very special Easter session with Yeshua this evening. And again, it's April 12th, 2020. This Easter gathering diverts our attention from Yeshua's crucifixion to his true purpose, which is the resurrection of Christ consciousness in all humans. He has shown us the way. We'll start the evening tonight with a meditation from our dear friend Joe Jett, and followed by a special teaching and energetic transmission from Yeshua. Mr. Joe, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Just checking in, and here he is. Now, okay. One other paragraph here. Please be aware that the majority of the evening will be spent taking in some special energetics of the element of love that Yeshua is bringing us tonight. And he has told us that this is special, special, special. So once he is finished, we suggest you spend some quiet time with these energetics, which he is sharing with us all, so that we can continue our ascension process. So, in the old days, we used to say, without further ado, here's Joe Jett.
Greetings, family. And thank you for gathering with us on this very special Easter celebration. Most of you know that in 2011, the Christian Matrix was returned to the Earth. And the purpose of that was to return Earth to her former state as a Christed planet. And that's in the form of a star tetrahedron. And if you don't know what a star tetrahedron is, it's two three-sided pyramids that are back-to-back and turned a little bit sideways. And that's important because we're going to visit that in just a few moments. That Christed matrix, the same Christed matrix, was also placed in your sacred heart. And it's also known as the higher heart chakra. And if you don't know where that is, it's about 2 inches above the center of your chest, right where your thymus gland, if you know where that is. And there's also a Christed matrix or a star tetrahedron placed there that carries that Christed energy. And so we've all been carrying that since 2011. And while it's not fully activated, it's well on its way. So if you will take a deep breath, and when you inhale, you breathe in love. And when you exhale, if you would exhale light. And then inhale that light. And exhale the love. Love from Creator. Love from Source. Filling up your heart. Inhale love. Exhale light. Inhale light. Exhale love. And allow this cycle to continue. And just by doing this simple little exercise, your whole field shifts into love and light. Now notice below your feet your earth star, that luminous earth star chakra, just a few inches below your feet. If you're not familiar with it, the big ball of light, any color you see it is the right color. And then just imagine dropping a grounding cord into that earth star from the base of your spine, also from the bottom of your feet. Notice how that shifts your energy. And then let that grounding cord just pass on through the earth star. Let it start descending deep into the earth. As it continues deeper and deeper, going all the way to the center of the earth, when you get close to that Christed matrix, you see it, you feel it, pause for just a moment and observe however you sense it. allow that Christ in matrix, it will just draw in your grounding cord. It will magnetize it. It will pull it in. Right into the center of the Christ in matrix. When this happens, notice the love. The Christed energy, the Christed earth energy beginning to flow back up this grounding cord. Flowing up, filling your earth star. Flowing into the bottom of your feet. Flowing up to your ankles. Your knees, your legs, simultaneously entering the base of your spine. Flowing up through the spine. Spreading out your nervous system all through your body. Filling your light with its Christed earth energy. Raising your body into light. It fills your cells. It fills your organs. Flowing back into your heart, into your mind. And as this luminous Christed light fills your being, your mind, your heart, your soul, and as we all sit together in this beautiful, radiant, Christed love, continue to receive, and please help me call forth Master Yeshua.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to be here with you today. This is a very special occasion. Many of you gather at this time to celebrate Easter. Many of you focus on my crucifixion. And I am here to tell you this is a new era that you are now embodied in. And this era is to celebrate the resurrection of that Christed energy. Not as me, as a being inhabiting a physical body, but that Christed energy. Think about what that means to you, dear ones. That Christed energy is who you are at that divine level, who you were created to be. At the moment that the source of your being created you as that individual expression of Christed being in form, this is what celebration is all about. In the denser dimensional realms, you were very hampered by that density and the paradigms of separation, fear, unworthiness. All of that has been changing since 2012. And you are being called forth to recognize, to see clearly the beauty of what the all that is created in you. So this is what this celebration is all about, dear ones. It's about the rays of consciousness on planet Earth and within all humanity. This is what the celebration means. A lot of incorrect information has come into your awareness because of the denseness of that third dimensional paradigm, find worthiness, that the belief that someone needs to come to save you, because of the vast energetic transmissions that have taken place in the last several years, that love energy has been pouring into you as that individual divine expression, as well as into Mother Earth, so she could support you as you create and walk this beautiful earth of yours. So there are two things that I want to talk to you about that are so important to elevate and raise up your consciousness even further. The first one is a much misunderstood term in your languaging. As you remember, I often said when I walked the earth that it is important to forgive. And so many of you, in your belief of unworthiness, think that that meant you deserved whatever indiscretion or whatever hurtful event was directed at you, and that it was perfectly all right. This is not what true forgiveness is. And yes, you must forgive in order to give up and disconnect from old energetics. If we could just change the meaning of forgiveness, it really truly could mean giving up the resentment, granting a relief from all types of payment due to you, allowing room for an error to be corrected, or a weakness such as judgment or guilt to be removed. These are the energetics that are altered dramatically through that element of love when you forgive. First of all, you must forgive yourself for believing that you deserved it, or that you fell short in some way. Some have a very difficult time because they are still holding on to that belief that they are unworthy in some way. So when you disengage from that energetic, polarized hold that has on you, you can easily forgive. And if that is still difficult, if you can't understand what you are doing here, use compassion, which is another expression of the element of love. It is sympathetic. It invokes feelings within your emotions of mercy, pity for self, mercy for self as well as others, feelings of sorrow for another's loss in their belief system, allowing your true identity to come forth in that forgiveness. It's mercy and compassion for offenders who hurt you in some offense. It is mercy for self when you forgive that you made an error. These errors are never irreversible, beloveds. You can always make a change. You are the creator of your reality. And this is the first thing as you step into that more resurrected consciousness of Christ consciousness that you must do for you. When you can do this, it takes away all guilt, all blame, all judgment, and you begin to see the beauty of what God created in you. How beautiful are you? See it. Take a deep breath. See the beauty that God created in you at the very moment He breathed a soul into your body. See that light, that Christed light. And never forget it. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you this evening about is the element of love. What is that? What does that mean to you? What is an element? This is the most creative element that you can use in your creations. And your creations are manifested through every thought you think and every feeling that you feel and that you attach to that thought. So this particular element is the prime element. It is the element that Source used at the moment of any creation. When He created humans, when He created the Earth and other planets, other star systems, the magnificence of Source creation was created through this primary element of love. And now you too have access to that element. It is more important than earth element, the fire element, the water element, the air element. Many of you use those elements as you create and manifest in this world of yours. So it is very important now, on the anniversary of my resurrection 2,000 years ago, that we discuss this element. The elements, the element of love, was first able to be manifested and used when individuals in human form would operate in a dimensional time sequence of fifth dimension, which is a dimension based in love and unity. And the awareness, you have that awareness in that fifth dimension that you are always unified with the source of your being, that you are always love and expression of love, and that you can use that element to create a reality as you navigate the earthly realm. It could not be used at that third dimensional level because that dimension is all about separation and fear, and the two are not compatible. The element of love is very refined. there has been a dispensation that I am honored as a Christed being who once walked your beloved earth to relay to you from the creative realms of Source. This dispensation has been given at this time to every human, every being that is in possession of a humanoid body type who is affected by the fall of consciousness and is rising out of that third dimensional hold of separation. This dispensation is given to anyone who has stepped away from that third dimension of density and stepped into that fourth dimension where they are learning about themselves, where they are making choices according to their divinity, and they are beginning to see the light within them. This transition into that fourth dimension is so crucial. Since 2012, humans have been given many transmissions of love energy, light energy, from the creative realms of Source. Many of you have a relationship with archangels or angels or ascended masters who teach and guide them. So it is appropriate at this time, 2020, Easter time, the resurrection is being celebrated. So this dispensation now makes that element of love, that powerful element of love, available to those who are transforming, who are raising their consciousness and are navigating in that fourth dimension and oftentimes reaching into fifth dimension. This will help you and escalate your journey into wholeness and into more refined dimensional sequences. It will push you quickly, not only into fifth dimension, but sequences of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, because it is a powerful, powerful element that disperses that Christed template of love and unity. Your life will begin to change dramatically. And on occasion, yes, you will fall a little short. But you will be able to right that immediately through forgiveness, through compassion, through mercy, and you will see how beautiful you are. This element will help you navigate the rest of your life in that compassion and love, and you will begin to know it intimately. It is no longer relegated to only fifth dimension and above, those paradigms. But even when you are triggered and react inappropriately, or on occasion blame someone for something that you perceive as being incorrect, that need to blame disappears in that refined energy of the element of love. This element, understand, dear ones, is not just an emotion. It is not just another feeling. It is an element of creation. And yes, you can feel it in your emotions. You can know it in your thoughts. You can feel it in that heart center of yours. Start first with that heart chakra. And take a deep breath. And see it open and spin. Spinning and spinning and spinning. See that beautiful green color code as it spins. This element of love that is now given to below that mid-fifth dimensional range is a brilliant, luminous green, a golden green. See that in that chakra. That color code carries with it a dramatic energetic that begins to enter your auric field of your body. It changes the electromagnetics of your body dramatically. Now, move into your higher heart, that sacred heart, where the soul, the wisdom of the soul resides. And see the beauty of love, that element that functions perfectly in that sacred heart center and draws into your conscious awareness, into your thought, that element, that knowing of self as divine, the ability to use the wisdom, that soft voice from your soul becomes very apparent. You can hear it. That element of love always resides within that sacred heart center, within that high heart. And it can always reside in your heart chakra, if you will allow. When you are using that element, there's never a decision about whether you have to forgive or you have to have compassion. It is known. It isn't a choice. It's a knowing. It's a state of being. Your state of consciousness changes, and it is not an effort any longer to give up the resentment, to disengage from a hurt that you have felt in your heart. Because you know that individual or that group could not have known what you know. For if they did, there would be no room for any type of discretion that would hurt another. You can walk in that consciousness, dear ones. Follow my lead. My life, dear ones, was not about saving you or my crucifixion or suffering of any kind. When you walk in that element of love, in that consciousness, there is no suffering. There is a knowing. You are happy. You are content. You feel a harmony within you that is quite evident. There is joy in your life. There is joy that does not escape you ever because you are certain about who you are. And this is all because of the element of love. It is that powerful. So now, before we close our call, I would like to lead you in a centering, in a receptive mode, where you receive fully into every cell of your body. All of the memory codes of who you are restored in the presence of that element, regardless if you have reached a higher state of consciousness of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension and are still struggling, mucking through that fourth dimension. It is available to you if you will just open your heart and receive. Now take a deep breath and breathe in that element of love. Breathe it into your sacred heart. See its rich, luminous, green color code fill every cell of your body, filling it with the source love that never wavers, no matter what. Even when you fall a little short, even when you get angry inappropriately, even when you worry or mistrust, that element is always there. It is given freely to you at this moment. Receive it openly. Now, look into your heart chakra. What do you see? A beautiful, luminous, golden green. Of that influx of that element taking up residence in your heart chakra, strengthening your heart, strengthening your belief in the divine creation of you, never wavering, using that element in your thoughts and in your feelings. It will change the way you use your emotions, because those emotions will always be used with compassion. That element is that strong. If you will stay conscious, every day of the presence of that element in your heart chakra and in your sacred heart, where you can draw from the wisdom of your soul and your spirit. Never doubt again that you can be a powerful creator. You can create what is needed. And you can transmit, you yourself as a creator, Hear me, beloveds. You can transmit this element freely through your crown chakra as you walk the earth in your day-to-day life. It is when you consciously carry it with an open heart and you transmit it in great love to all in any environment that you are in. Try this when you walk into a store, a grocery store, when you get gas for your car. Transmit that element of love, being grateful that you can buy groceries, that you can put gas in your car, and that you can be that transmitter to all that you meet, always using compassion, love, knowing that you are unified with all through this element. And you will begin to see the beauty in others that you had not seen, even when they are acting inappropriately. You can see at the depth of their being, somewhere in that heart of theirs, dwells love. They just haven't woken up. And when you transmit that element to them or to their environment, it changes their environment and helps them awaken, helps their journey a little easier. When you are that element, when you are love, beloveds, you change the world. Feel that at this moment. Feel the power of it. Feel the grace that is flowing through you at this moment. See the light, that radiant light that is upon you and within you. Never again will you forget, beloveds, who you are. It only takes a moment and a breath, and that element is present. You will know it, and you will know when you have forgotten. Immediately, when awareness comes to you, forgive that momentary lapse, and those lapses will become less and less, and you will walk in that Christ consciousness that has been so elusive. Not only do you possess that element, that primary element, but the earth now holds that within her center, within that Christed matrix. You see, dear ones, when you can hold it in your body, in your cellular system, in the way in which you conduct yourself in life, you strengthen that Christed matrix, and Earth begins to manifest an environment filled with that state of consciousness. As you grow, that Christed matrix, the energetics of the earth also grows. Because not only do you transmit that love to others, but you transmit it to earth. When you send down your grounding cord and you receive from that Christed matrix, but it moves all the way up that center channel of your body, up through your crown, and touches the creative realms of Source. So that begins to flow downward, spiraling, spiraling, spiraling through your body. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Spiraling through all of your chakras, anchoring it through your grounding cord into the earth, touching, drawing from that Christed matrix, and watch it spiral up that center channel of your body, back into the realms of Source energy, where more is always given. There's no limit here. The element of love has no limit. That's what makes you a Christed being. That's what makes you divine. You were created that way. At the moment Source intention gathered with intention to create your soul spirit in the divine image of Source. How beautiful you are. Are you willing? Are you willing to see it? Are you willing to receive that dispensation that was so lovingly given? When the source of your being, the all that is, saw the need, saw the trials and tribulations that Earth is now contending with and changing, you were given that dispensation so that you could receive and use a portion of that element of love, even though you hadn't quite gotten to the state of consciousness of that higher fifth dimension. You touch on it often if you haven't been in it for some time. There are many, many iterations of humans on planet Earth. So this element was sorely needed. Many of you have petitioned often for help in this resurrection time. And it is given. It is given now. So it is not about understanding. There is a vast energetic component to this element that changes all parts of you, changes your thoughts, changes your emotions. It changes the electromagnetic field of your body and the way in which it can create, the way in which it thinks, the way in which the mind can process the refined thoughts of higher frequencies of dimensions. It changes the electromagnetic field of the earth to hold that Christed image, that image of love. and many worldwide will benefit because you, at this very moment, said, yes, I receive. Thank you. My heart is full. Now you know what I felt the morning of that first Easter when my disciples saw me in my light body, brilliant, luminous light that they did not understand. They couldn't comprehend it. They were so held in that third dimension. They couldn't comprehend. 2,000 years seems a long time to you, beloveds, but it is a very short time in creation. And now you too hold that light and change many, many things in the future of Earth and all humans. Follow my lead. See how luminous you are. Take time daily to notice how beautiful you are. Now take another deep breath and stay centered for a few more minutes in this element, in the energetics of it. Feel it in your heart. Yes, feel it in your emotions. There will be a joy that accompanies it. And so for some, a sense of ecstasy that they hadn't felt before. So let us all sit together in this beauty and radiance of love. So please now, let us sit together for a moment longer before we close this beautiful gathering of Christed beings. Breathing in love, breathing out light, breathing in love, breathing out light, being the divinity of a Christed human. Sit with me for this moment longer. Another deep breath. Recognizing clearly who you are. Thank you for joining me this evening. Thank you for receiving what I have come to give, what the source of your being has bestowed upon you. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.